Now we're going back to the scene of the slaughter. There lay the giant skunk, and Wolverine had left already. So the wise animals talked about it and all that stuff. And then they said, we must cut it into pieces. The usual thing was that, you know, burn it, whatever it is, or cook it or eat it. So what they decided to do is that, you know, whatever left of it, if they don't eat it all, and then the rest of it, they have to cut it in pieces to the size of a skunk today. So they cut it that small piece of each part of this animal. And then they scattered it all over the land around them. They carried it here and there, where they usually a skunk make it then. So they say, this is where he's going to inhabit the land, and this is the size he's going to be when the humans emerge on the land. And then they lived and went home happily after that. And that is why today we have the size of the skunk we have. And that is why today we have the skunk to live, to wander only in summertime. That's why the skunk hibernate partially in the winter, to be safe for the humans and also the rest of the animals that would be required for the humankind. That's the end of the part one of the giant skunk. The rest of it will pick up. The key character will be here. Our friend Wolverine, who has been pointed to the east to go wash his body, so that he will wash in a large body of water, which is already suitable for the purpose, and that will be safe for the human being, very much later, that they will have a fresh water. So the story ends. That is one example about the legends. This is a story which related to the idea of evolution. And this story has been very old. There is nothing in there that tells us that there was any human existence. And also we can go back and look at the story at the beginning, that the giant skunk had the shaman power, that he was able to detect anyone that crosses his trail, whether he's at home or any other place. And that he has to have a certain kind of a meal to put in to refresh his memory or to retract his detection power. Seems the way he ate help him to increase his awareness, his keenness. And then other animals naturally afraid of skunks. Its prey, it's painful to any animal. It tells us all those things. Most dramatically is that they prepared for the human to come to exist later. That is the better part of this legend. And thank you for listening. We shall talk about other things at the other side. Probably Sisyphus, which is also talks about coming of humankind. Thank you.